بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This evening, this is our 34th and inshallah next to last session. Reading from التوضيح والبيان لشجرة الإيمان, the clarification and elucidation of the tree of faith by Al-Imam Abdul Rahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah. Tonight, inshallah, we're going to take the last fruit that Al-Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah mentions concerning the fruits of Iman or the benefits of Iman. And inshallah, in the following session next week, we're going to go through his conclusion, his concluding remarks. Before we look at the final fruit that the Imam mentions, we want to quickly review some of the points that we discussed last week. From questionnaire study guide number 34, the first question being, the example of the believer is that of a horse tied to its akhiyah. And what is the rest of this hadith? The example of the believer is that of a horse tied to its akhiyah. Anybody remember the rest of this hadith? Now, fadl.
يَجُولُ مَا يَجُولُ ثُمَّ يَعُودُ إِلَّا آخِيَةٍ.
نعم. يعني the example of the believer in this narration from the Prophet ﷺ is that like a horse that's tied to its akhiyah, يعني to its holding post. It roams, يَجُولُ مَا يَجُولُ, goes wherever it wants to go, يعني within the bounds of what is allowed by the rope around its neck that's tied to the akhiyah. It roams as much as it likes, and then it returns to the akhiyah. In some of the narrations of this hadith, as it is in the Muslim Imam Ahmed, the Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, وَإِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَسْهُ ثُمَّ يَرْجِ إِلَى الْإِيمَانِ. يعني that the believer, يَسْهُ, يعني is sometimes negligent, distracted by the things of the world, but then it always returns to al-Iman. يعني Iman being the akhiyah. It always returns to al-Iman. Question number two, summarize the author's explanation of what is intended by this parable. Can the author briefly discuss what is intended by this parable? And different scholars explained it in different ways, all of them basically having the same meaning. Yani he said that the meaning of this parable is that the believer is like the horse that's tied. Yani it's limited in its movement to go about, but it can move somewhat. It can't get too far away from the akhiyah, yani from its holding post, yani the foundation, that is al-Iman. So it goes about in ghafla, and in sometimes engaging or committing some acts of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then it quickly returns back to al-Iman, which is the foundation of all of its affairs. Now, the third question, what is the benefit of Iman mentioned by the author from the hadith, yani the hadith that followed this, yani that came for the next fruit, yani that was the following fruit, the hadith where the Prophet ﷺ said, لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن ولا يشرق السارق حين يسرق وهو مؤمن, to the end of the hadith. Yani what is the benefit of this hadith that was mentioned by the author, yani that when the person, the zani, commits illegal sexual intercourse, then he is not a believer at that time while he's engaged in that act. Naam.
That the Sahih Iman prevents his companion from the filthy sins, and the light prevents the presence of such actions.
Naam. That Iman, the person who has correct Iman, al-Iman al-Sahih, then this Iman will prevent the person from engaging in such sins. And it will protect them from falling into such sins. Iman and the light of Iman that enables the believer to see prevents the person from falling into these sins. And he also mentioned along with this, yani, other aspects of Iman that prevent the believer from falling into sins. Question number four, what has the author mentioned as three causes of a Muslim falling into such transgressions, such as zina? Three main causes of the Muslim falling into this type of sin. And he said, whoever fell into such a sin, وَمَنْ وَقَعَتْ مِنْهُ, or whoever this occurred from him, such a sin, filthy sins, فَإِنَّهُ لِدَعْفْ إِمَانِهِ وَذَهَابْ نُورِهِ وَالزَّوَالِ Al-haya min man yarahu haythu nahahu. Yani that it is due to the weakness of his iman, and that he fell into this sin. It is due to his light leaving him, that his light is dimmed or it's put out, so he can't see and distinguish and know right from wrong, and also due to the yani cessation or the dissipation of his haya, yani his haya from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who sees him engaging in that which he has prohibited him from. The person who has haya, this will prevent them. The person whose haya is gone, then there's nothing to prevent them from engaging in that which Allah has prohibited them from. Question number 5, list 5 things mentioned by the author as mukammilat al-iman. Mukammilat al-iman. Yani the things that, mukammilat literally means those things which complete and perfect iman, complete and perfect iman, that make it perfect. Mukammilat al-iman. Yani here the author mentioned these mukammilat al-iman as things which accompany al-iman as-sadiq as-sahih, the true, yani the correct, true faith. He mentioned 5 things, and he called them mukammilat al-iman, and from amongst them he said, first and foremost, al-haya min Allah. And from the mukammilat al-iman, the things that complete and perfect iman, is that a person has haya from Allah, that they are conscious and aware, and they are shy to do something that's displeasing to Allah, knowing that Allah sees them, and that Allah hears them, and that Allah knows all that they do. The second and third and fourth thing that he mentioned is, yani hub for Allah, love for Allah, and hope in Allah's thawab, in His reward, and al-khawf, khawf min adabihi. Yani love of Allah, hope for His reward, fear of His punishment, and finally he mentioned also the light which yani extinguishes darkness. The light which extinguishes darkness. These are from mukammilat al-iman, and these are the things yani that enable a person to do that which Allah commands and to avoid that which Allah prohibited. After this, how has Imam al-Nawawi explained the negation of iman in the above hadith? Yani that the person who commits zina, at the time when they engage in zina, they are not a mu'min. How has Imam al-Nawawi, this is a very important yani explanation, because it's from the foundations of the aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah. Naam,
that it negates complete iman, but it does not negate iman completely.
Naam, it negates the person having complete iman. It says he doesn't have complete iman, but it doesn't negate iman absolutely, that the person has no iman. He doesn't have complete iman, but it doesn't mean that the person became a kafir, that he doesn't have iman at all. Yani Imam Nawawi said that what is correct from the scholars, or meticulous from the people of Sunnah, is that the person who engages in these sins, it doesn't mean that he's not a Muslim. It means that he is what? It's negating the perfection of his iman. The last question from last week's topics specifically is mentioned some of the other possible interpretations of this hadith. And Imam Nawawi actually in his explanation of this hadith mentioned several explanations. One of them, he said, the first one he mentioned in general, he said some of the scholars say that this negation of iman is in reference to the person who commits such sins, declaring them to be lawful, while he knows that the Sharia has come with legislation prohibiting it. The person knows that and the Sharia is haram, and he himself considers it to be lawful. He said this is what some of the scholars said is the meaning of this hadith, that a person became a kafir because they declared lawful what they know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram. Second interpretation, he said, from Al-Hasan Al-Basri and from the Imam of the Mufassirin Ibn Jarir Al-Tabari, he said they said that the meaning of this hadith is that the ism al-madh yani is withdrawn from that person, yani the praiseworthy title of iman. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ in that hadith calls that person what, a sariq or a zani. Yani that he calls them by the description of the act that they are engaging in, removing the praiseworthy name of yani mu'min that is used for the people of iman and taqwa. He said that the meaning here is that the name of iman is removed from, not that the person goes out of Islam, but now they are described with a name that's befitting their behavior. Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, he said that the meaning is that the nur of iman, the light of iman, is removed from that person's heart. Yani that the light, at the time they're engaging in that kind of behavior, the light of iman, the guidance, yani that comes with iman, is removed from their heart. And the final explanation he gave from Al-Imam Al-Zuhri, the Imam of the scholars of Tabi'een, he said that the meaning of this hadith and hadith that are similar to it is that we believe in it just as it is, without giving it any interpretation. We don't delve into trying to discover its meaning. And rather, we actually acknowledge and admit that we don't actually know its meaning. And we just take it as it is on the surface without trying to give an explanation to it. The last question was mentioned, some of the 18 thamarat fruits and fawaid benefits of iman listed by the author. And the summary of the fruits of iman, yani that we normally do at the end of the questions every week, is to remind us of those things that are very, very important to encourage us, yani to work on our iman, to strengthen our iman, to nurture our iman because of the great benefits and fruits that come with it. And the first of them that he mentioned is Wilayatullah al-Khasa, yani the guardianship, the special guardianship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is only for those who believe. And the second of them he mentioned is the rida, yani the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third one he mentioned, that iman, complete and perfect iman, prevents a person from entering the hellfire at all. And even a little bit of iman prevents the person from remaining eternally in the hellfire. Even if they entered it, they would not remain in it. And after that he mentioned
protection,
that Allah protects those who believe. And after that he said from the fruits of iman is al-hayat al-tayyibah, the good life. Yani that a person has contentment in the heart and pleasure and peace and tranquility even in this world. After that he mentioned that, number six, he mentioned that actions, every action and every speech is considered to be valid and is completed and perfected depending upon what is in that person's heart of iman and ikhlas. Yani iman and ikhlas determine the validity of every speech and every action and the completeness or the perfection of it. Number seven, he said, guidance. Al-hidayah ila sirat al-mustaqim, that Allah guides people to the straight path and upon the straight path until they return to Him. And after that, he mentioned number eight,
comfort.
Yani tasliyah and al-masa'ib, that a person will have comfort, consolation at the time of calamities. And then he said,
love,
that Allah placed love in the hearts of the people for those who believe. And then he said, Rifa, naam, that Allah will raise up the station and the status of those who believe in this world and in the next life. And then he said, the glad tidings, al-bishar bi karamatillah wa daru karamatihi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give good news, that He will honor those who believe. And after that he mentioned,
attainment of success,
maghfirah, forgiveness. And then he mentioned attainment of success and guidance. And then he said, al-intifa bil-mawa'id, that the people of iman are the people who benefit from admonition and exhortation and reminders and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he mentioned
al-shukr
wa sabr, that from the fruits of iman is that the people of iman are able to be thankful to Allah for whatever He gives them of good and to be patient with whatever He decrees that and is distasteful. And then he said
removal of
the doubts. Iman removes doubts. The person who has strong iman, then doubts from shaitan cannot take a place in that person's heart. And then he said
shelter,
that iman is the shelter, yani the malja, the place of refuge for the people of iman, source of guidance to direct them how they should act in every situation or circumstance. And the last one that we mentioned is from last week, that the last fruit that we mentioned, that is correct iman prevents a person from falling into those destructive sins. Now, and today inshallah will be the last fruit, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, and we'll complete it today. This particular fruit of iman, the author rahimahullah mentions three hadith, all of them related to the same point, and that is that every khair, everything that is khair, it all goes back to iman. And therefore the person who is deprived, who is devoid of iman, there is no good in them. يعني the فاقد الإيمان لا خير فيه. There's no good in a person that has no iman. The three hadith that the author mentions, all of them go back to this point, that every type of goodness, everything that is khair, all of it goes back to iman and its yani subsidiaries, the things that are attached to iman, or the aspects of iman, or that are branches of iman. So we're going to read from in English page 83 at the top of the page through 85, this particular fruit, and in Arabic we're reading from page 87, 88 and 89. So the author, he begins, this particular fruit is listed in our Arabic edition as 17. The numbering in some of the editions of this book, and in from English to Arabic, is slightly different sometimes. But in any case, he mentions it as number 17. وَمِنْهَا أَنُّهُ ثَبَتَ عَنْهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي الصَّحِيحَيْنِ مِنْ حَدِيثِ أَبِي مُوسَى الْعَشَرِي رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنُّهُ قَالَ مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ الَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ كَمَثَلِ الْأُتْرُجَّةِ طَعْمُهَا طَيِّبٌ وَرِيحُهَا. This is the beginning of the hadith. Actually, this is a somewhat lengthy hadith, and there are four divisions of people mentioned in this hadith. The author only mentions the first two of them. He only mentions the first two, yani from the text of the hadith. The Prophet ﷺ, in the hadith that's reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim in the Sahihain, on the authority of Abu Musa Al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, he said that the Prophet ﷺ said, the likeness of the believer who reads or recites the Quran is as the likeness of the citron, utrujja. And this is a type of citrus fruit that has a thick skin and it has a very strong, pleasant fragrance that comes from it. The Prophet ﷺ said, he made a parable, yani the similitude or the likeness of the believer who reads the Quran is like the utrujja. That is, inside there is good. It has a good taste. And outside, there's also good. It has a good fragrance, or smell, or scent. So there's good inside of it, and good comes out of it to benefit, yani, others, besides itself. This is the likeness of the believer who reads the Qur'an. Ta'amuha fayyib. Its taste is fayyib. It's halwa, sweet. And its rih, its scent, its fragrance is also fayyib, good. Sweet. وَالَّذِي لَا يَقْرَى الْقُرْآنِ كَمَثَلِ التَّمْرَةِ تَعْمُهَا طَيِّبْ وَلَا رِيحَ لَهَا. And the likeness of the one, the believer, who does not recite the Qur'an, who does not read and recite and learn and memorize the Qur'an, is like the tamra, yani a date. Yani the date that we normally break fast with in Ramadan. تَعْمُهَا طَيِّبْ. Its taste is tayyib. It's good. It's sweet. وَلَا رِيحَ لَهَا. But it doesn't have any fragrance. Yani nothing comes out of it to benefit, yani outside of itself. This is not the end of the hadith, but that's how he mentioned it here. He only mentioned this first two categories of people in this hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. Both of them are examples for believers. The believer that's like utrujja, and the believer that's like the tamra. The believer that's like the utrujja is the one who recites the Qur'an. And the one that's like the tamra is the one who doesn't recite the Qur'an. Both of them are believers, and both of them have good, but one, both of them have good taste inside, but only one of them, yani, also extends its goodness, yani, by its fragrance outside. The author, he says, وَهَوْلَاي الْقِسْمَانِ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْخَلِيقَ. That these two divisions of people are the best of the creation. They are the best of humanity. فَإِنَّ النَّاسَ أَرْبَعَةُ أَقْسَامٍ. Indeed, the people are of four divisions. There are four types of people. Yani, the believer who recites the Qur'an, the believer who doesn't recite the Qur'an, meaning doesn't learn the knowledge of Islam, and then, yani, the person who is evil, as he's going to mention, and but the evil doesn't extend beyond their self. Another one who's evil, yani, is within their self and outside of their self. He says these two, the believer who recites the Quran and the one who doesn't recite the Quran, are the best of the creation. The first one, al-awwal, he said, خَيْرٌ فِي نَفْسِهِ مُتَعَدٍ خَيْرُهُ إِلَى غَيْرِهِ. And the first of them is the one who has goodness within himself. It's like the person who's salih. But he might not be muslih, as Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah mentioned. The salih is the person who's righteous, who does good deeds. But they don't rectify the society. They don't help to fix the society. They don't do anything for the other people. They're just righteous in their self. They perform their prayers, they read Quran, they do whatever, but they don't do anything for the society outside of their self. So he said it's like this. The first of them, he is khayrun fi nafsihi. He is good within himself, like the salih. Muta'addin khayruhu li aghayrihi. And then also, the khayr that he has extends to others, to other than himself. So that's like the muslih, the one who's righteous within himself, and then he also tries to extend righteousness to the society, to rectify and reform, and to correct and to fix the problems of those who are around him. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْأَقْسَامِ. And this one, who is good within himself, and his good extends to others, he is the best of the divisions of humanity, of the four divisions of humanity. This is the best of them. فَهَذَا الْمُؤْمِنَ الَّذِي قَرَأَ الْقُرْآنِ. This is the believer who recited the Qur'an. وَتَعَلَّمَ عُلُومَ الدِّينِ. And he also learned the sciences, the knowledge of deen. And he learned about tafsir. He learned about hadith. He learned about fiqh. He learned about seerah. He learned about aqidah. He learned the ulum al-deen. He recited the Qur'an here. He means that he learned the knowledge of Islam. قَرَأَ الْقُرْآنِ وَتَعَلَّمَ عُلُومَ الدِّينِ. فَهُوَ نَافِعٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. So this one, he is beneficial for his own self. He benefits himself. Yani his iman benefits him, and then he also has knowledge. Not just for himself, but knowledge that extends to others. He said, هو نافع لنفسه. He is beneficial to himself. متعد النفع إلى غيره. And the benefit that comes from him, his benefit, it also extends to others. It's not limited. He doesn't restrict it to himself. So he benefits himself, and he also extends that benefit to others. The Shaykh says, مُبَارَكٌ أَيْنَمَا كَانُ. That he is blessed wherever he may be. And this expression is like, the Shaykh says, like Allah the Most High says concerning Isa alayhi salam, the Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Allah said concerning, Allah, it's mentioned in the Quran, connected, related to Isa, وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. وَجَعَلَنِي, yani Allah made me to be blessed, مُبَارَكًا, wherever I be, أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. This is in Surah to Maryam, 1931. So, the Shaykh is saying here, he's using this ayah to refer to what? The believer who recites the Quran, who learns the ulum al-deen, such that he benefits himself and he benefits others. This is like, the description of Isa, that he is mubarakan aynama kana. He is blessed wherever he may be. Some of the scholars, like Mujahid, from the scholars of the Tabi'in, said, مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كَانَ means مُعَلِّمًا لِلْخَيْرِ, that he is a teacher of khayr. This teaching khayr to the people is, makes the person to be blessed wherever they may be. He also said in a different narration, Mujahid, rahimahullah, said, نَفَّاعًا لِلنَّاسِ, that he is one of those who is extremely, goes to the extreme in benefiting the people. He is extremely beneficial to the people. And Imam As-Sa'di said, concerning this ayat, he said, مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ فِي أَيِّ مَكَانٍ وَفِي أَيِّ زَمَانٍ. Wherever he is, in any time and in any place. He said, فَالْبَارَكَ جَعَلَهَا اللَّهُ فِيَّ مِنْ تَعْلِيمَ الْخَيْرِ وَدَعْوَ إِلَيْهِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed baraka, increase in khayr, in good. Allah placed it. Isa is saying, Allah made khayr to be increased in me. Min ta'aleem al khayr. From teaching good, wa da'wa ilayhi, and calling to good. Teaching good and inviting people, calling people, encouraging people to do it. Wa nahi an ash-shar, and prohibiting people from evil. Wa da'wa ila Allah, and calling to Allah fi aqwalihi wa af'alihi, by his speech and by his actions. Calling to Allah by his speech and by his actions. And this expression here, الدعو إلى الله في أقواله وأفعاله, is very important, because it reminds us that the calling to Allah is not just speech. It's not just making speeches. It's not just saying words. It's not just enjoying the good and forbidding the wrong, but it's also acting upon it. This, the da'wah to Allah doesn't just entail speech, but it requires that a person acts in accordance with what they're calling people to. So he continues by saying, يعني فَكُلُّ مَنْ جَالَسَهُ أَوْ اجْتَمَعَ بِهِ تَالَتْهُ بَرَكَتُهُ. So every person who accompanied him, who sat with him, who يعني was in the same place with him, then his barakah, the barakah of this person, يعني will descend upon them. And that person who accompanies him, who is his companion, will be happy, will be fortunate, will be successful. This is the first group of people, the first category of people, the one who is good within himself and his good extends to others. And that's because what? Because he has iman and he also learned the Quran and the sciences of the deen, so that he not only benefits himself, but he's also able, because of that knowledge, to benefit others. وثاني, the second category, طَيِّبٌ فِي نَفْسِهِ صَاحِبُ الْخَيْرِ. This person is good within themselves. They are known for their, they are the person who possess good, goodness. They are known for goodness. وَهُوَ الْمُؤْمِنَ الَّذِي لَيْسَ عِنْدُهُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا يَعُوذُ بِهِ عَلَى غَيْرِهِ. This is a person who is a believer, but he doesn't have the amount of knowledge. لَيْسَ عِنْدُهُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا يَعُوذُ بِهِ عَلَى غَيْرِهِ. He doesn't have that amount of knowledge with which he can benefit others. It's not that he doesn't have any knowledge. He's a believer. He has some knowledge, enough to benefit himself, to obey Allah, to fulfill his duties, but not enough to benefit others. فَهَذَانِ الْقِسْمَانِ هُمْ خِيَارَ الْخَلِيقَةِ. These two divisions, these two categories of people are the best of creation, the best of humanity. وَالْخَيْرَ الَّذِي فِيهِمْ أَعِدٌ إِلَى مَا مَعَهُمْ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ الْقَاصِرِ وَالْمُتَعَدِّي نَفْهُ إِلَى الْغَيْرِ بِحَسَبِ أَحْوَالِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And this is a very important statement that the author, rahimahullah, says, the khayr, the good that's in these two categories of people, a'idun ila ma ma'hum min al-iman. It goes back to, it is based upon the iman that they have. Al-iman al-qasir, the iman that's limited to their self, that only benefits their self, doesn't benefit others. Wal-muta'addi nafuhu ila al-ghayr. And the iman, yani in the first of them, also has that iman, due to which, yani the benefit also reaches other people. Bihasabi ahwal al-mu'mineen. All of this in accordance with, dependent upon the different conditions of the believers. The believers are not all the same. The believers are not all the same. So the benefit that is restricted to the person themselves, and the extra benefit that benefits others, yani the amount of each of this type of benefit is dependent upon the condition of the individual. And we don't normally take questions during the class, but go ahead. After the class, but go ahead. For you, since this is your first time coming, inshallah.
Iman al-Qasir would be...
Al-Iman al-Qasir means that it's limited to himself.
And what's for the strong?
And Iman al-Muta'addi means it extends beyond himself. It affects others. It benefits others. Al-Iman al-Qasir, the Iman that benefits yourself alone. And al-Muta'addi, it benefits others. But, of course, each one dependent upon the condition of every individual believer being different. They're not the same. And this is one of the points of this hadith that is obvious from the first hadith that we mentioned here now, that the believers are not all the same. There's a believer who reads the Quran, and the believer who doesn't read the Quran. And they both have iman. But they're not the same. They're not equal. One of them is benefiting himself only, and the other one is benefiting himself and benefiting others. So there's a difference between them. After this, the Shaykh, he says, وَالثَّالِثِ. And the third one, وَمَنْ هُوَ عَادِمٌ لِلْخَيْرِ. The one who doesn't have any khayr. There's no good in him. عَادِمْ الْخَيْرِ. Absent khayr. There's no khayr present. وَلَكِنَّهُ لَا يَتَعَدَّى ضَرُّهُ عَلَى غَيْرِهِ. However, his harm that comes from him, the evil that this person has, it doesn't extend to others. He doesn't harm other people. In himself, he's doing evil. He's engaging in corruption, sin, whatever. But he doesn't harm other people. This is the third category of humanity, of people. And الرَّابِعُ, the fourth one, مَنْ هُوَ صَاحِبُ الشَّرْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ وَعَلَى غَيْرِهِ. The one who is صَاحِبُ الشَّرْ, The one who possesses pure evil. Evil to himself and evil to others. فَهَذَا شَرُّ الْأَقْسَامِ This is the most evil of the four divisions of people, of humanity. This is the most evil of them. The one who what? Their evil affects themselves and it also affects others. Here the Shaykh he mentions, an ayah from the Quran, Surah Al-Nahl, 16th Surah, 88th ayah. الَّذِينَ This is the description of the fourth category. الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا The one who disbelieved. And that disbelief harms himself. Clearly, no doubt about it, right? وَصَدُّ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ And then he closed the way of the people from the path of Allah, from the deen of Allah. He blocked the way, the سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يعني the deen of Allah. He blocked the way of the people to entering into the deen of Allah. زِدْنَاهُمْ أَذَابًا فَوْقَ الْأَذَابِ Then we will give them an increase, punishment, above the punishment. يعني أَذَابًا فَوْقَ Al-Azab. Al-Azab, yani the punishment that they are due to, that they are entitled to, due to their kufr. But there's Azaban fawq al-Azab. Yani above that punishment for kufr, they get an extra punishment. Bima kanu yufsidun. Due to what they used to do of corruption in the earth. That is, not only they disbelieve, there's a punishment for that, but they spread corruption in the earth by what? Blocking the way to the deen of Allah. Blocking people from the deen of Allah. So that's extra evil, and for that they get an extra punishment. I want to just look at this, just briefly. From the meanings of this ayah from the Quran, the Imam himself, the author of this book, Al-Imam Al-Sa'di, in his tafsir of the Quran, he says, يعني الذين كفروا وصدوا عن سبيل الله Those who disbelieve and block the way to the deen of Allah, He said, حَيْثُ كَفَرُوا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ They disbelieved within themselves. That's one aspect. وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ And then they also denied the signs of Allah. That's part of their kufr. وَحَارَبُوا رُسُلَهُ And they also made war against the messengers who came to deliver the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَصَدُّ النَّاسِ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ And they also blocked the people from the way of Allah, from the deen of Allah. So they became callers to misguidance, and therefore they deserved a double punishment. Just like their sins were doubled, their kufr and denying the signs of Allah, and then blocking other people from entering the deen of Allah. So likewise, yani, and their corruption in the earth, because of the double sin that they committed, then their punishment is doubled. Al-Hafidh Ibn Kathir also mentions some important points related to the tafsir of this ayah that are really timely in reference to what we have been studying in this book. Al-Hafidh Ibn Kathir in his tafsir of the Quran, rahimahullah, he says, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ زِدْنَاهُمْ أَذَابًا Yani those who disbelieve and block the way to the deen of Allah, we give them an increase of punishment. Yani over the punishment that they are already entitled to. He said, أَذَابًا عَلَى كُفْرِهِمْ They got a punishment for their disbelief. وَأَذَابًا عَلَى صَدِّهِمْ النَّاسِ عَنْ اتِّبَاعَ الْحَقِّ And another punishment for blocking the people from following the truth. And then he says, this is in line with what we have been studying in this book, and we mentioned it several times throughout this book from the beginning to the end. هَذَا دَلِيلٌ This ayah is a dalil. عَلَى تَفَاوُتْ الكفار في عذابهم. It's a proof of what? That the disbelievers in their punishment are not all the same. That there's a difference between the punishment of some disbelievers and the punishment of others. He said, just as يتفاوتوا المؤمنين في منازلهم في الجنة ودرجاتهم. Just as the believers differ in their stations in paradise and their levels or degrees. And we've been talking about this from the beginning, right? In the definition of Iman, and in the fruits of Iman, and the things that are integral parts of Iman, that the believers are not all the same. That they have a difference. There's disparity between one believer and another believer, depending on the level of the Iman, the strength of the Iman, and so on. So just as the believers, there's a difference between them in their manazil, and their darajat, their stations in paradise, some of them being higher than others. Well, likewise, the disbelievers, there's disparity between them in terms of their punishment in the hellfire, that it won't all be the same. Some of them will get a greater punishment than others. And this shows the complete justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only does He reward people, some with a greater reward than others, based on what they have done, based on their iman, and the sincerity of their iman, and their actions and their deeds. And likewise, Allah punishes people, yani according to their sin and corruption. Here, the author, rahimahullah, closes this particular part, the first hadith. He says, فَعَادَ الْخَيْرُ كُلُّهُ إِلَى الْإِيمَانِ وَتَوَابِعِهِ وَعَادَ الشَّرُّ إِلَى فَقْدِ الْإِيمَانِ وَالْتِصَافِ بِضِدِّهِ وَاللَّهُ مُوَفِّقٌ. Yani, so what we see from this first hadith is that الْخَيْرُ كُلُّهُ, every aspect of goodness, it goes back to iman. And the subsidiaries of iman, yani the effects and the results of iman, the branches of iman, every aspect of khair goes back to iman and its subsidiaries or its branches. وَعَادَ الشَّرْ إِلَى فَقْدْ iman, and every type of evil goes back to the absence of iman. Goes back to the absence of iman and being described having the characteristics of the opposite of iman, kufr. And then he says, Wallahu muwaffiq, and Allah is the muwaffiq. And this is very important that he closed this point here to remind us of what? What is he reminding us of here when he says, Wallahu muwaffiq? And he said, if every khair, it goes back to iman, and every shar goes back to its opposite, kufr. Does a believer think that that's because I'm great? That I have this iman and the other person doesn't? He said, no, Wallahu muwaffiq. Allah is the one who grants success. If you had iman, don't think it's because you're so smart. Rather, it's Allah's favor and His mercy and His bounty that He gives to whoever He wills. And His success in doing good is only from Allah. Wallahu muwaffiq. After this, we want to just quickly mention a little bit of what Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin al-Abad al-Badr, hafidhahum Allah, may Allah protect and preserve both of them. He says concerning this particular first hadith, yani from the last fruit of iman, from this book, he says, the author, rahimahullah, says, وَمِنْهَا, yani meaning from amongst the fruits of iman, and the magnificent benefits and effects of iman, is that which has been confirmed in the two authentic books, from the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ashari, radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the likeness or the parable or the example of the believer which recites the Qur'an, and he's like the citron, and so on to what he said, and the likeness of the one who does not recite the Qur'an is like the tamra, and what he said concerning that one. So the author, rahimahullah, yani, mentions here that these two divisions, yani the believer who recites the Qur'an and the one who doesn't recite the Qur'an, are the best of the creation. And the human beings are divided into four divisions, and these are the best two of them. The first of them, the one who is described as being like the parable of the Utrujja, the citron, he said this one combines in himself, yani gathers together, النَّفْعُ الْقَاصِرُ وَالْمُتَعَدِّي, yani the benefit that is qasir, limited to himself, and the benefit that is mutaaddi, that extends to others. The one who recites the Qur'an is the one who combines between benefiting himself and benefiting others. And the second one, he said, the one that's like a tamr, yani its taste is sweet, but it doesn't have any scent. He said, yani nothing comes out of it. Yani nothing is yani coming forth from it. Yani in terms of a scent that benefits others like the first one does. So there's a difference between them. Both of them, yani ta'muha tayyib. Their taste is sweet, but the first one has a rih, a scent that is also tayyib. And the second one doesn't have any scent. So what is taken, فَيُؤْخَذْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ, what is taken from this is that the أَهْلُ الْخَيْرِ, the people of goodness, are divided into two divisions. One division, that person benefits their self. And then they also achieve the level of knowledge of the Sharia that Allah made easy for them. So by having this knowledge, they benefit from that knowledge for their self. And then they also do the deeds that are necessary in order to convey that khair to other people. They don't keep it to themselves. فَعَمِلَ على نفع الناس بما نفعه الله سبحانه وتعالى به. So that person does the things that are necessary in order to benefit the people in the same way that Allah benefited them. With that which Allah benefited them, they also benefit other people. And this is very important for each of us to look at ourselves. And if we consider ourselves to be the people of Iman, the people of Khair, and who are trying to worship Allah, then we should not be content and satisfied with just ourselves praying. But what about calling the other people to prayer? About learning the deen. But what about calling other people to learning the deen? Yani that we are not content to just do good within ourselves, but we also want to share that good with the rest of the society, with our families, with our neighbors, with our friends, with the people that we work with or go to school with, or whoever we come in contact with. The second of them is the one who benefits himself. تَعَلَّمَ وَعَلِمَ And he learned something and he acted upon it. He's a mu'min. He knows something about the deen and he acts upon it, so he benefits himself. And he has some knowledge of the Sharia. Sufficient مَا قَامَ بِهِ دِينَهُ وَأَطَاعَ بِهِ رَبَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى Sufficient for him to establish his deen. And sufficient for him to be obedient to his Rabb, subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَكِنَّهُ لَمْ يُحَصِّلْ عِلْمًا يَكُونُ بِهِ دَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَمُعَلَّمًا لِلْخَيْرِ So this one, even though he learned something that was sufficient for him to establish his deen and to be obedient to his Rabb, but he didn't get enough knowledge that would make him a caller, yani, to Allah, a teacher of that which is good. هَذَا دُونَ الْأَوَّلِ This one is less than the first one. And in this category of the believers is less than the first category. كِلَاهُمَا كِلَاهُ الْقِسْمَيْنِ مِنْ أَهْلَ الْإِيمَانِ Both of them are from the people of Iman. Both of them are from the people of Iman. But the first one, he combines between benefiting himself and benefiting others. And the other one, he benefits himself only. But he didn't have that which was necessary in order to benefit others. Then the Shaykh, he goes on to say in his commentary concerning this verse, hadith, he said, here the author mentions that which is connected to Isa alayhi salam. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ And he, that is Allah, has made me blessed wherever I may be. In Surah Maryam 19:31. He said, this is in reference to the first division of the believers. الَّذِي جَمَعَ بَيْنَ الْخَيْرِيَ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَتَعَدِّي الْخَيْرِ مِنْهُ إِلَى الْآخَرِينَ وَتَعَدَّى الْخَيْرِ مِنْهُ إِلَى الْآخَرِينَ This is the person who, yani, combines between having good for himself and then extending that good to others. The scholars said, قَدْ قَالَ الْعُلَمَاءَ لَا يَكُونُ الْمَرُّ مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كَانَ No person will be fitting this description. مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كَانَ Blessed wherever he may be. إِلَّا إِذَا كَانَ فِي كُلِّ مَكَانَ يَحِلُّ فِيهِ نَفْعُ الْآخَرِينَ Except that every place that person goes, they're going to be benefiting the other people. That's the only way a person can be described with this. يعني مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كَانَ The scholars said. يعني every place that he descends in, he benefits the people. He brings benefit to the people every time they meet with him. So if a person, this is their condition, that wherever they go, and when and every time, and whoever they meet with, they are benefiting them, then, yani, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person can be described as mubarakan ayna makana. And here, notice that he says, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that is Allah who grants success in whatever good that we attain. And that is because, yani, this person is can be described as mubarakan ayna makana, blessed wherever he may be, لِأَنَّ الْمَكَانَ الَّذِي يُوجَدْ فِيهِ تَتَحَرَّكَ فِيهِ الْبَرَكَةِ بَرَكَةِ الْعِلْمِ وَبَرَكَةِ النَّفْعِ وَبَرَكَةِ الْإِفَادِ لِلْآخَرِينَ And that is because wherever that person is present, then the barakah will be activated. In that place, the barakah of knowledge and the barakah of benefiting and bringing benefit to other people. He says, then the author mentions the third division, the one who doesn't have any khair, but his harm doesn't extend to other people. لَيْسَ مُؤَذِّيًا أَوْ مُؤْذِيًا لَيْسَ صَاحِبْ الْعُدْوَانِ وَلَكِنَّهُ عَادِمٌ لِلْخَيْرِ الَّذِي هُوَ الْإِيمَانِ This person, he doesn't harm others. He doesn't transgress against others. However, he doesn't have khair, meaning he doesn't have iman. He doesn't have iman. And the fourth, he said, the صَاحِبَ الشَّرْ على نفسه وغيره, the one who possesses evil against himself and against others, and this is the worst of all of the divisions, and this is the one that he mentioned in the ayah in Surah Al-Nahl, yani those who disbelieve and block the way of the people to the deen of Allah. So Allah increased them with a punishment above the original punishment of their kufr, yani due to their making corruption in the earth. I better take a look at this time. The second hadith that the Shaykh mentions under this final fruit, he says, and he had mentioned just before this hadith, he said that khair kulluhu, the khair kulluhu, every type of goodness goes back to iman and the subsidiaries of iman. And every type of evil goes back to the absence of iman and being described with its opposite, kufr. And Allah is the one who gives success. Now we want to read the second hadith. It's on page 88 in the Arabic, the middle of the page, and it's on page 84 in the middle of the page in English. Page 84 in English. وَشَبِيحٌ بِهَذَا الْمَعْنَى, yani what resembles or is similar to this meaning? Yani the meaning of what? The meaning of the believers are not all the same. That there's disparity and difference between the believers. That there's khair in every believer, but they're not equal. They're not the same. Okay, there's a believer who what? Who benefits himself and others. And the believer just benefits himself. So they're not the same. So similar to this meaning, شَبِيحٌ بِهَذَا الْمَعْنَى, is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-mu'minu al-qawiyyu khayrun wa habbu ila Allah min al-mu'min al-da'if wa fi kullin khayrun. Yani the believer who is strong, the strong believer is khayrun, is better, wa habbu, and more beloved to Allah than the mu'min that is da'if. The mu'min, yani the weak believer, wa fi kullin khayrun, but in each of them there is khayr. Again, the meaning here is what? That because of the presence of iman, there's khayr. But there's a mu'min qawi and a mu'min da'if. They are not the same. There's disparity between them. And here the shaykh, he says, فَقَسَّمَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِلَى قِسْمَيْنَ. So the Prophet divided the believers into two divisions. قِسْمٌ قَوِيٌّ, a division that's strong. Strong in what? فِي عَمَلِهِ, strong in his actions, his deeds, in his worship. وَقُوَّةِ إِمَانِهِ, and he's strong in his iman. His iman is strong. وَفِي نَفْعِي لِغَيْرِهِ, and he's also strong in benefiting others. And his iman, he's strong in his iman. And he's strong in his actions, in his deeds, in his worship. And he's also strong in benefiting others. Like in the first hadith. Yani, the one who, his benefit extends to others, as opposed to the one who doesn't benefit others. He said, وَقِسْمٌ, and the other division is قِسْمٌ ضَعِيفٌ, the one who's ضَعِيف, fi hadhihi al-ashya, in these things. Yani da'if in his iman. He has iman, but it's weak. He's da'if in his actions. Yani he prays and he fasts, but he's weak in that. He doesn't do extra prayers, extra fasting. He doesn't pray so well, and so on and so forth. He's weak in his iman. He's weak in his actions, and he's also weak in benefiting others. And the fact that the Imam, rahimahullah, As-Sa'di, mentions this point of not just weak in his iman and his actions, but weak in benefiting others, is a reminder to us that it is incumbent upon us to always remember that the good is not restricted to ourselves, but we have to share it with others. Share it with the kuffar who don't know what is Islam. Share it with the Muslims who are far distant from their deen. Share it with our families and our friends. Share. We have to share the good that Allah has blessed us with if we want to be of that first category of the believers, al-mu'min al-qawi, or the mu'min that's like the utrujya. He says, so the Prophet ﷺ divided the believers into two divisions. The division that's qawi and the division that's da'if. وَمَعَ ذَلِكَ فَفِي كُلٍ مِنَ الْقِسْمَيْنِ خَيْرٌ. But in spite of that, in each of these two divisions, there's khayr. لِأَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ وَآثَرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ وَإِن تَفَاوَتَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ فِي هَذَا الْخَيْرِ. This is a tremendous statement here. And this is because iman and the effects of iman, all of it is khayr. Everything about iman, every aspect of iman is khayr. وَإِن تَفَاوَتَتْ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, even though the believers differ in terms of this khayr, they are not equal. There's disparity between the believers in this khayr. But every believer who has any iman, then there's khayr in him or her. Sheikh Abdul Razak, Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him. He says concerning this particular point that the author, rahimahullah, says that the likeness of this meaning that has been that had preceded in the first hadith, yani, is also in this hadith. What he means by that, he means the meaning that came in this hadith, that's also in the previous hadith, tafawut allati bayna ahl al-iman fi al-iman wa fi rutbihi. Yani at-tafawut, the difference, the disparity that is between the people of iman concerning their iman and concerning the levels of the people of iman. There's disparity. They are not equal. Some of them are superior to others. Naam, some of them are more excellent than others. This meaning that's contained in that first hadith is also contained in this second hadith. He said, يُشْبِهُ ذَلِكَ قَوْلُ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Similar to that is this hadith that the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer, even though in each of them there is khair. And in each of them there is khair. مَا دَامَ أَنَّ الْإِيمَانِ مَوْجُودْ فِي الْعَبْدِ فَفِيهِ حَظٌّ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ. Yani as long as there is iman in a person, then he has some portion of khair. As long as iman is present, he has some portion of khair. But if iman is absent, then the khair also is absent. As far as the people of iman, yani, hum ahlul khair. They are the people of khair. فَإِنَّهُمْ مُتَفَاوِتِينَ فِي الْخَيْرِيَةِ بِحَسَبْ تَفَاوِتِهِمْ فِي الْإِيمَانِ وَنَسِيبُهُمْ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ وَنَسِيبُهُمْ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ مِنْهُ. Yani he said, as far as the people of iman, the people of khair, then they, yani, are different in terms of that khair. They are not the same, and this is in accordance with the difference between them in terms of their iman and their portion of it. So the strong believer, he's strong in his iman, he's strong in his amal, in his actions, in his ibadat, in his worship, in his qurubat, in the things that he does to get near to Allah. He's strong in all of these things. And he's more, and therefore he's more beloved to Allah than the weak believer. Yani, the one that's weak in his ibadat, in his worship, and weak in his actions and deeds, and weak in terms of his the strength of his iman. But in each of those two, yani, there is khair, and that is because iman, as long as it's present, then khair is also present. The last hadith that the author, rahimahullah, mentions, also a tremendous hadith, and he doesn't make any commentary on this hadith. And this is also a tremendous hadith, although the meaning is close. But here he says, yani, and we're on page 84 in English, on the bottom of the page, on page 89 in Arabic, وَمِثْلُ هَذَا. And the likeness of this, or what is similar to this, is his, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, statement, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar. The hadith is reported by Imam Ahmed, is reported by Imam Bukhari in Al-Adab Al-Mufrad, and it's reported in the Sunan of Ibn Majah, and Al-Hafidh ibn Hajj al-Asqalani in Fath al-Bari said that it is Hasan, that the Isnad is Hasan, and likewise Shaykh al-Albani said in Silsila al-Haditha al-Sahiha, that it's Hasan. This hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Mu'minu alladhi yukhalitu al-Nas wa yasbiru ala adhahum khayrun min al-Mu'min alladhi la yukhalitu al-Nas wa la yasbiru ala adhahum. Yani that the believer who mixes with the people, who goes amongst the people, goes to them and talks to them, invites them and reminds them, encourages them, exhorts them, teaches them. The mu'min who mixes with the people. He doesn't just stay home and in the masjid. Don't go out to the people, don't talk to the people, don't try to affect the society, just later for them. The mu'min who mixes with the people and then is patient with the harm that comes to him. Because when you give da'wah to the people, harm is going to come. People are not, everybody's not going to be happy that you're reminding them that you're enjoying the good and forbidding the wrong. Some people are not going to be pleased with that. So he mixes with the people, and whatever comes to him as a result of that of harm, he bears it patiently. This one is better than the believer who doesn't mix with the people. He's a believer, but he doesn't mix with the people, doesn't go out to the people, doesn't care about the people, doesn't remind the people, doesn't teach the people, and he's not patient with the harm that may come if he were to mix with them. He says, مَفْهُوم هَذِهِ النُّصُوصَ الصَّحِيَّةَ الْمُحْكَمَةَ. What is understood, the مَفْهُوم, what is understood from all of these authentic and explicit textual evidences from the Prophet ﷺ is أَنَّ فَاقِدْ الْإِيمَانِ لَا خَيْرَ فِيهِ. فَاقِدْ الْإِيمَانِ, La khayra fihi. Those of you who are studying Arabic, you should note here, La khayra. Yani that this word has fatha. That means this la is la al-nafiyah lil-jins. The meaning of it is, there's absolutely no good. In the same way you say, La ilaha, there's absolutely nothing that deserves to be worshipped except Allah. There's no exception. La khayr. Faqid al-khayr, the one who is devoid, who is deprived of iman, there's absolutely no good in him. Contrary to popular opinion, that there's some good kafirs. Mother Teresa, she was a good kafir. فاقد الخير فاقد الإيمان لا خير فيه. And this is because the Shaykh explains why. لأنه إذا عدم الإيمان, if iman is absent, فإما أن يكون الشخص أحواله كله شر وضر على نفسه وعلى المجتمع من جميع الوجوه. So if iman is absent, then there's either one of two cases. Either this person, the whole of his situation and circumstance, أحواله كلها, is شر يرحمك الله. It is evil and it is harm to himself and to the society from any angle that you look at it. من جميع الوجوه. No matter how you look at it. Either the person is completely, totally evil and harmful to himself and to the society, or وإما أن يكون فيه بعض الخير الذي قد انغمر بالشر وغلب شره خيره. Or, the other possibility is what? That person might have بعض الخير, some kind of good. Maybe he gave some charity to somebody. Maybe he fed a hungry person. There's something there. يعني, but what? إن غمر. But the خير that he has is immersed, is submerged. Submersed in evil. And his evil overcame the little bit of good that he had. It neutralized it. It nullified it. It made it to be like non-existent. فالمصالح إذا انغمرت وادمحلت في المفاسد صارت شرا. So that which is good, good deeds, good works, any things that are of benefit, if they are submerged, yani immersed, and yani vanish in a lot of corruption, then they become the same as evil. Yani there's no good in them at all. And that is because الخير الذي معه يقابله شر نذيره فيتساقطان ويبكر الشر الذي لا مقابل له من الخير يعمل عمله. And that is because, yani why is this little bit of good that they have, if it's immersed and submersed in total corruption, it becomes evil. And that is because the khair, the little bit of khair that the person has, is met by shar that's equal to it. So they both become neutralized, nullified. And then, the abundance of shar that remains, after the little bit of good has been nullified by some shar, the rest of the evil that remains, that has no good to meet it, to face it, there's no good left. Then that shar يعمل عمله. It does its work. It goes to work. And then he closes by saying, وَمَنْ تَعَمَّلَ الْوَاقِيَ فِي الْخَلْقِ رَأَى الْعَمْرَ كَمَا ذَكَرَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So whoever reflects upon the reality of the creation, the human beings, they will see that their affair is just as the Prophet ﷺ described it here. Just as he described it. This is the reality. The one who doesn't have iman, there's no khayr. The Shaykh, he closes, we'll close with the comments of Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin al-Abad, Badr, Hafidhum Allah, may Allah protect and preserve both of them. He closed by saying that the author, rahimahullah, says the likeness of this meaning that is preceded is in the saying of the Prophet ﷺ as well, that the believer who mixes with the people and bears patiently their harm is better than the believer who doesn't mix with the people and doesn't bear their harm. وَهَذَا فِيهِ التَّفَاوُتْ بَيْنَ أَهْلَ الْإِيمَانِ فِي إِيمَانِهِمْ. So this shows the difference, the disparity between the people of Iman, in terms of their Iman. They are not the same. They are not equal. Some of them are superior to others. فَمِنْهُمْ مُؤْمِنْ قَوِي. So from amongst them is the believer that's قَوِي. And from the strength of his Iman, he is حَرِيسٌ عَلَى نَفَ الْآخَرِينَ. He is diligent and eager to benefit others. Due to the strength of his Iman, he's diligent in going after the benefit that extends to others. Not so the one who has weak Iman. He's not diligent in doing so, he's just content with himself. So this one who has strong Iman, who's haris in going to benefit to others, he goes to their places, he goes to their shops, he advises them, he teaches them. And if they bring harm to him, he bears it patiently. The believers are not the same. He said, so and amongst them is the one whose Iman is not equal to that, is less than that. He doesn't go to the people out of fear for his Iman, in order to protect and preserve his Iman. He doesn't want to mix with the people of evil. He's not willing to go out and take a chance and call them, because his Iman is weak and he's afraid his Iman may be affected. So he refrains from going out to benefit the people. The Shaykh, he says, هذا فيه خير وهذا فيه خير. This one there's good in him, and this one also there's good in him. However, the first one is afdal, is better, and he is aqwa imanan, and he is stronger in iman. وَمَا يَقُومُ بِهِ أَنْفَ لَهُ لِلْآخِرِينَ. And the one who is stronger in his iman, the one who goes out and mixes with the people and bears patiently their harm, he said, what he possesses is more beneficial to himself and to others than the other one, who possesses benefit and khayr too, but it doesn't benefit others. فَشَاهِدْ أَنَّ الْحَدِيثِ فِيهِ دَلَالَةٌ على التفاوت بين أهل الإيمان في الإيمان وأعماله وخصاله. So the point here that is in this hadith is an indication of disparity, of difference, of superiority of some of the people of Iman over others in their Iman and in the actions of Iman and in the special characteristics of Iman. They are not equal. Then the author brings to our attention أَنَّ مِمَّا يَسْتَفَادُ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَحَدِيثِ أَنَّ فَاقِرَ الْإِمَانَ لَخَيْرِ فِيهِ. The author brings to our attention this very important point that is derived from these hadith, and that is the one who is devoid of Iman, who is deprived of Iman. There's no khair in him. Because the khair فِي جَمِيعِ الْأَحَدِيثِ الْمُتَقَدِّمَةِ اِرْتَبَطَ بِالْإِمَانِ. Because the khair that's mentioned in each of these hadith that have preceded, that khair, all of it in each case is tied to, connected to Iman. فَمَتَى وُجِدَ الْإِيمَانِ وُجِدَ الْخَيْرِ وَمَتَى فُقِدَ الْإِيمَانِ فُقِدَ الْخَيْرِ. So whenever Iman is present, khair is present. And whenever Iman is absent, khair is absent. And the last thing he says, that the author, rahimahullah, also brings to our attention, I know we run out of time now, this is the last point. The Shaykh Abdul Razak, Hafizahullah, may Allah protect and preserve him, he says, the author also, rahimahullah, brings to our attention that the people of evil are of two types. The one that's complete evil for himself and to others, and the one that may have some khair, but is neutralized, is negated, is nullified by the overwhelming shar. He said, إِمَّا أَن يَكُونُ فِيهِ بَعْدُ الْخَيْرِ الَّذِي قَدْ إِمْغَمَرَ يعني بِالشَّرِ وَغَلَبَ شَرُّهُ خَيْرٌ. And the author said, what? That the other evil person is the one who has some good, but it's immersed. It's submersed in evil. So his evil overcame his good. It cancelled it out. The good is removed, and more evil still remains to what? يَعْمَلْ عَمَلَهُ. نعم. He brings harm to himself. Yeah, he does evil. That's harm to himself, right? That one is, he's the lesser of the two. But the one who harms others is the worst of them. Right. Here he's talking about the one who has some good, little bit of good, but it's overwhelmed, yeah, it's submersed in what? Mm. Predominant evil.
So on both categories, neither one of them is good.
In the end, yeah, there's no good in them. But one, his evil is limited to himself. The other one, he doesn't transgress against other people. Right. He doesn't do harm to other people. He just harms himself. He's just killing himself, drinking until he kills himself. But he doesn't harm other people directly. He said, so the good, if it is submersed and it vanishes in an overabundance of evil, it became evil itself. This that the author mentions, the Shaykh makes a very important point here, and this is what we're going to close with. This is in reference to the one that has some good, but is neutralized by the abundance of evil. He said, هَذَا إِذَا كَانَ عِنْدَهُ شَرٌ الْكُفْرُ بِاللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَالشِّرْكُ فَإِنَّ الْكُفْرَ مُبْتِلْ لِلْعَمَالِ مُذْهِبْ لَهَا. He said, this is in reference to the person whose evil is the evil of كُفْر بِاللَّهِ. It's not in reference to every person who has some evil. It's in reference to the person whose evil is كُفْر بِاللَّهِ or shirk. The person who is a disbeliever. The person who is a mushrik. And that's because kufr and shirk, it invalidates, it nullifies, it destroys all deeds. It removes them. And this is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, 5th surah, 5th ayat, وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ حَبِطَ عَمَلُهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. So whoever disbelieves in iman, yani whoever rejects, whoever denies iman, iman in Allah, iman in the angels, in the books, in the messengers, in the judgment day, whoever denies this, then his deeds are destroyed. They are fruitless. They are useless. There is no benefit from them. And he said also the saying of Allah, and in the hereafter he will be of the losers. And he said also Allah said in Surah Az-Zumar, 39th Surah, 65th Ayat, وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. That it has already been revealed to you, that is the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and those before you of the prophets and messengers, it all has been revealed. لَئِنْ أَشْرَقْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ. That if you committed shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your deeds will be destroyed. وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْقَاسِرِينَ. And you will definitely be from amongst the losers. In Surah Az-Zumar 39:65. Amma, the Shaykh said, this is in reference to that person. Yani the person who has some good, but it's nullified by the evil. It means the person whose evil is kufr, billahi or shirk. Because that kufr nullifies every deed. So there's nothing remaining for them. أَمَّا إِذَا كَانَ عِنْدُهُ مَعَاسِي. But as far as the person who has sins, وَإِنْ كَثُرَتْ. Even if it's a lot of sins, دُونَ كُفْر بِاللَّهِ جَلَّ وَعَلَى وَالْإِشْرَاكْ بِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فَإِنَّمَا عِنْدَهُ مِنْ إِيمَانٍ لَا يُضِيعُ. But as far as the person who has sins, even if they are plentiful, but he didn't commit kufr, he didn't commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then whatever he has of iman, even if it's a little bit, it will not be wasted, it will not be lost. And this is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. And Allah would not cause your iman to be lost. The scholars of tafsir, Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir and others said, your iman is in reference to what? Your salat. And of course, salat, as some of the scholars of the Sunnah said, here Allah will not cause your iman to be lost, your salat, meaning, yani why did Allah call the salat, that ayah was revealed in reference to the salat, the changing of the Qibla? He said he called the salat iman, because salat is an example of the proper definition of iman, according to Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah, that iman is not just conviction in the heart, but it's speech on the tongue and actions of the limbs. And salat contains all of that. It contains yani that which is in the heart, the actions of the heart. It contains ikhlas. It contains yani the pure niyyah. It contains yani other actions of the heart of humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it also contains speech, recitation of the Quran, dhikr and dua. And it contains the actions of the limbs of bowing and prostrating and so on. So this salat is a perfect example of what we believe is iman. The true definition of iman that includes what's in the heart, as well as the speech of the tongue and the actions of the limb. He said, whoever has some iman, even if they have lots of sins, yani, that whatever iman they have would not be lost, as Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, 2nd Surah, 143rd Ayat. And this is what we close with. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If there's a question about what we talked about tonight, just about what we talked about here, if it's something not clear, one question, go ahead.